What about you? Would you stand for local government? Is that something that you've thought about doing and you're thinking maybe come, well, you'd have to actually apply a little earlier than October, of course. Maybe around about now you might start applying for this. Do you fancy yourself as a councillor or a mayor, and why would you do that? Give us a text on 2101, because the head of local government here is predicting an exodus of mayors and elected members, saying controversial central government policies, they're turning people off from standing at the elections in October. President of Local Government NZ, Stuart Crosby. He's worried that the appeal of representing your community is losing its lustre and we may have trouble attracting people who want to stand. Stuart, good evening to you.
Good evening, Karen. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, you too. What are the turnoffs, these big issues that councils and local government are grappling with?
Well, normally there is a number of retirements anyway at the mayoral level and councillor level. So that's not unusual. But there is a concern in some quarters that these major reforms that the government are imposing upon our sector and the community, like Three Waters resource management reform and the Future for Local Government, may just create an issue where one, more current mayors may retire or be retired through the ballot box and councillors, and actually leave quite a big void to be filled by new mayors and new candidates. But I must say, that's also a tremendous opportunity for people who are thinking to represent their community to be involved at a time of enormous change.
Well, they don't sound particularly fun. We've heard a lot about them over the last months, years, but they are important. So are they just too hard to come to terms with when you're on the council?
Oh, look, I've been in the job quite a while as an elected member, and it has got more complicated unnecessarily in a way. But if you just stick to what your job is really about as a councillor, which is really setting the strategic direction with your community and for your community, and try and keep out of the weeds, as we say, in high levels of detail, then the job is incredibly rewarding. You know, I've always seen it as a position of trust. It's a privilege to be elected. You know, when people put that tick by your name, or if it's single transferable vote, a number, number one, and then they're entrusting you, you know, to look after their well-being for that term. And, you know, all the mayors and all the councils that I know, you know, work incredibly hard to do that. So while it is frustrating, you know, and it can be challenging, and there's a lot of learning to do for new elected members, it's incredibly rewarding.
So is there a lot of homework to do? There must be. You must think about something like Three Waters. You may know an overview of it, but to really come to terms with it and to understand it for the constituency that you're in, you would really need to take that home and really study it and really understand it, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, but, you know, if for new councillors, my advice for them is just, it's a bit like eating the elephant, just learn a little bit of it at a time. If you try to learn everything about all the component parts of a council, it would be very challenging. But over time, and, you know, not a lot of time, you pick up the bits and pieces. When you go through your budgets, you learn every element of a council, how it operates. But these key new policies, Karen, they're the ones that will require a lot of focus for the new mayors and councillors post-October this year.
Well, as I said, and you are the president of Local Government NZ, so should we give you an opportunity to extol the joys of being in local government, Stuart? You can give us a situation's vacant spiel to the folk that are listening now who might be contemplating a run at mayor, just getting on the council. So what are they getting themselves into?
Well, what they're getting themselves into, as I said, is actually a privileged position and a position of trust. You know, you get to engage with the whole sector of society in your community, which is often that not normal in your normal run of life. And that's what I've thoroughly enjoyed about it. You meet people from all walks of life, all different opinions. You know, 99.9% of them are just really great community people. And the key is to engage with them, you know, understand, you know, your wants and your needs, your community, not just for a week or two, but actually for 10, 20, 30 years. And that's the rewarding part. And over time, if you get elected a couple of times, you get to see how, you know, your own policy along with your community are actually implemented and the rewards of those.
So how many hours a week would you say for a mayor to be full-time, wouldn't it?
Yes, all mayors is full-time, yeah. Depending on the size of the council. So for a small, a rural and provincial council, it could be 20-plus hours. For the larger metros, it's virtually full-time. It's not, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. It can be flexible. Some days you might do 14, other days you might do 2. And again, you know, that's just a neat and unique part of it. I always describe it a little bit like farming. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
What about getting paid? How much does a mayor earn these days and a councillor? Is it different everywhere or standard?
Yes, it is. It's very different. And I think that's one of the problems at the moment, because many people do have to give up their careers or their jobs to do this. So for mayors, you know, it could vary from about 80,000 right up to the mayor of Auckland, I think, $250,000 or something. But most of them are around just over $100,000. For councillors and small rural and provincial ones, you know, it could be around 25 to 35,000. In the metros, it gets up to 70 or 80,000.
So a lot of people who stand for local government, people really don't know who they are. They might just tick the box and go, away you go. That makes it a bit challenging, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Local Government New Zealand will be part of a campaign leading up to the election with other agencies, one for candidates, but also to make sure that the voters, because our voter turnout's been declining in our sector for some time, actually can come to grips, you know, with who's putting their hand up. Because that can be a challenge. You know, you get a long list of people. You might know one or two of them. But it's really important that the voters spend a bit of time understanding the backgrounds of these people and what they stand for.
Yeah, very, very good idea. Okay, so come on. I said that we know it's October, but do you have to start applying quite early? We're January. It must be February, March or something, would it? You'd have to get your name in the hat.
It's a bit early that, but you know, if you're thinking about standing, take advice from existing councillors or the mayor or other people, you know, retired councillors, so you understand what you're walking into, and start to get your name out there if you don't have a high profile. About now, leading up, and around July, I think the nominations will start to come through. For the 8th of October election.
Okay, and what about billboards and things like that? So some people will be able to afford them and others just won't. Or do you not pay for them yourself?
Yes, you do. You pay for everything.
Right.
In your election. But you know what I've found, Karen, over time, I don't do billboards anymore. There are new offerings through social media, which are quite, you know, affordable. But at the end of the day, it's just getting out into your community and making contact with people. That is the best. And it's like a pyramid scheme, you know, talk to one person, they'll talk to two, talk to four, etc. And if you're of value, you will get elected.
Knock on a few doors.
Yeah,
maybe.
Just get out and about.
Be seen.
Go to public events and start talking to people.
Great, good stuff. Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks, Karen.
That's the President of Local Government NZ, Stuart Crosby.